Bring in the accused. If the accused does not appear in court in the next 2 minutes, I'll be issuing a bench warrant. Are you Joe Costolo of 66 Ockram Street? We doubt that. Today you appear to answer a number of charges of dishonesty, fraud and conspiracy against the voters of Dublin Central. The first charge relates to the property tax. It is charged that you had no mandate whatsoever to vote for this charge. You and your co-conspirators, known, I believe, in the tabloids as the Coalition Gang, were elected after giving promises to the very opposite. Your Fine Gael co-conspirators stated in their manifesto that a recurring residential property tax on the family home was unfair. The Labour Party said it did not support a property tax, but rather would investigate a site value charge. Yet, both of you, jointly and severally, conspired and did introduce a property tax on the voters of this area. You are charged with fraud for electoral advantage. How do you plead?
Even him! This is outrageous!
Lock him up!
When you went before the people of this area for election, you said you stood by the Labour Party's core principles. You said, and I quote from the Book of Evidence, "These are the values which have ruled our political activity, whether in opposition or in government." You said, and I quote, "Poverty, homelessness, unemployment and ignorance are the enemies of freedom." You went on to state, "Equality implies reorganising society with the specific object of creating a more equal distribution of wealth and power, and not just opportunities for individuals to become powerful or wealthy." In light of your participation in government and your voting record in the Dáil, you are once more charged with dishonesty and fraud. How do you plead to this charge?
Leave it out. Not guilty.
We now move on to the charge related to that well-known international gang, the bondholders. Your own... silence in court. Your own gang boss, Eamon Gilmore,
God bless him,
on his word that it would be Frankfurt's way or Labour's way while seeking votes in the last election. Now it seems Labour's way is Frankfurt's way. Mega rich bondholders are getting their losing bets returned, and at the expense of the good taxpayers gathered here today. Your rich friends are not experiencing austerity, are they, Mr. Costolo? In fact, austerity for us is paying a bonanza for them, as the wealthiest 300 in the country increased their wealth by a whopping 3.9 million euro last year. They now have 66 billion in their back pockets. It is the contention of this court that this represents a massive transfer of wealth from ordinary workers and taxpayers to your wealthy friends here and abroad. You are charged with conspiracy to steal. How do you plead?
Not guilty. We're rolling in it. Money.
Mr. Costello, you stand up straight and show some respect for the court. There is a further charge that during the election you stated child benefit was a red line issue. That there would be no cuts. If there were any cuts, you would not be in that government. Yet, you broke your word, and now a family can lose up to 100 euro a month. You are once more charged with fraud for electoral advantage. How do you plead?
I am not guilty.
Hang on.
We now move on to the question of education. And I will note that education in the area of manners seems to be sadly deficient in your upbringing. In your manifesto, you said Labour is committed to protecting children's education because we believe they deserve the best start their country can give them. In St. Joseph's School in East Wall, you have voted for a situation where now two separate classes will be taught by a single teacher. Something I believe does not happen in the school where your rich friends send their children, not known in Gonzaga or Belvedere or Loretto on the Green. Is it, Mr. Costello?
No.
You also, along with many of your Labour colleagues, signed a public pledge that you would not reintroduce fees for third level education. Yet you went ahead and did just that, and compounded your crime by abolishing the support for postgraduate students, and you cut the student maintenance grant. In relation to this further charge of fraud for electoral advantage, how do you plead?
I'm not guilty. I got my own. I'm grand.
We now move to a charge related to financial matters. During your watch, nurses, teachers, bus errand workers, people working in the motor tax office, firefighters, cleaners, plumbers, carpenters, and many, many, many more have had their pay cut and their hours increased. Is more work for less pay the new Labour slogan? Why did you not tell the voters of Dublin Central about your plan to drive even more of them into poverty? This represents an additional charge of fraud for electoral advantage and conspiracy to steal. How do you plead?
I have a brown envelope for you after the
trial.
Mr. Costello, outside your office in Sean McDermott Street, for many, many years you have had a sign on the wall complaining about the low spending on our crumbling health service. Yet you voted for that spending to be even further reduced. After you got our votes, we got more patients on trolleys and up to 24-hour waiting times in accident and emergency. You are charged with fraud for electoral advantage and conspiracy to sacrifice the health of those who can't afford private hospitals. How do you plead?
I'm not guilty, sir. I'm grand. I'm all right.
Mr. Costello, in Ballarin you voted to slash the income of possibly the most vulnerable section of Irish society. Young people with severe disabilities. A young disabled adult was receiving €188 a week, giving them some small measure of independence. These young men and women now receive just €71 a week. You are charged with gross fraud for electoral advantage and the most nasty and small-minded conspiracy to steal. How do you plead?
Not guilty, you have to pay out the bank order.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you have heard the charges. You have heard the defendant's response. I would now like you to draw aside to give great consideration to these very serious charges.
Won't take long.
And to deliver your verdict. On all these charges, how do you find this miscreant? Guilty or not guilty? I thank the jury for their time. for the great consideration they have given these charges. Mr. Costello, you have been found guilty on all counts. I have carefully read the reports prepared by the probation service, which come to the conclusion that you are not suitable for community service, that you have a long record of dishonesty, self-promotion, enrichment at the public's expense, and conspiracy to steal from working families. I must refer to comments from your fellow conspirator at a previous trial, a Pat Rabbit, who commented on the week in politics last December, when he was asked about Labour's broken pre-election promises. Mr. Rabbit retorted in his typical ignorant and bullish fashion, "Isn't that what you tend to do in an election?" Yeah. By your actions, Mr. Costello, you have displayed a similar contempt for the voters of Dublin Central. While trying to determine an appropriate sentence, I have looked into your circumstances, and I have found that while the average working family in this area earns €33,000 a year, the average couple on the old age pension and a small private income earn €20,000 a year, and the average unemployed family takes home €18,500 a year. Yet you, Mr. Costello, claiming to represent all these people, have an annual basic salary of €130,042. Your wife, colleague and co-conspirator, a Miss Emer Costello, I believe also of 66 Ockram Street, is what we call an MEP, with a salary, a basic salary, of €84,500 a year, plus €304 per day for every day she actually turns up at work, and free business class flights to Europe. Additionally, I find, after looking through the relevant documentation, you are the owner of a property at 338A North Circular Road, a property at 75 Sean McDermott Street, a property at 4 Osmond Place in Stony Batter, that you have declared a monthly rental income of between 1,000 and 5,000. You have refused to be more specific. You have refused to aid the court. We also found you have shares in a bank managed fund. Again, you have refused to tell us how much is involved. You have an SSIA account. You have refused to tell us how much is there and indeed where the money came from. This court has identified a family salary for yourself and your co-conspirator Emer Costello of over €300,000 a year when we include your allowances and unvouched expenses. All of this is paid from the public purse, out of the pockets of working taxpayers. Taking into account the extreme gravity of the charges, this court has no option but to sentence the Labour Party in Dublin Central to political oblivion. Let it be taken from this place and buried, and let a stake be driven through its heart, lest this vampire party resurface to continue its crimes on behalf of the vampire banks. Bailiff, will you take this man away?
Take him away!
Leave it out!
Oh my God, excellent.
Well, as Joe said, this is an extremely serious situation. While we did get a bit of a laugh out of that, the Labour Party and Fine Gael are forcing people into poverty, worse poverty than they're already under. So While this is a bit of a joke, let's remember it's absolutely serious for people who have to live on the breadline with the imposition of yet another unfair tax, property tax, with the water tax coming next year and a so-called broadcasting tax in the future. There's more and more coming, more and more pressure on ordinary working people. So it's time for people to stand up and say no. And just to remind people, the non-registration figures are still huge for the property tax. Even if we do take the government figures, which we aren't, the government themselves have admitted that over 50% still haven't registered. If we use the figures that they were given initially, there's over 1 million households countrywide who still haven't registered. The numbers are still on our side. We need to stay strong. We need to send a message to the government, to Joe Costello, to Pascal Donoghue, that we will not continue to pay for the bondholders. We will not continue to pay for their excessive salaries. We will not pay this unfair property tax.